GolfMexicoGolfers.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Oh, we are live. Hey, this is the first episode of your new weekly stand-up for news comedy show / news show. And I'm here with Scott Patrick. I'm Mac James. What do you got for us to start out the show there, Scott Patrick? What's new in the news?
Well, I did see something the other day. It's a murder mystery dinner train out of Colonial Station in Fort Myers. It's a 5-course dinner, train ride, and show. And it's just, it made me wonder if I could just get the same thrill by taking an Uber ride through South St. Pete.
Hey guys, this is ripe for comedy and everything, but there are two more people in the booth. You want to introduce us?
It's my first day. It's probably my last day too. Introduce these guys, would you? Michael Jonkins, super funny comedian that we brought in because stand up for news has to have stand ups. And Jeremy White, super funny guy. You guys introduce yourselves as well. Tell us about yourselves. Then we'll get to another story, I guess.
Yeah, I'm Michael Jokums. They nailed it. I'm super funny.
Sure is.
Yeah, Jeremy White, Tampa comic. Been doing it about a year, trying to be funny.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. We appreciate you.
Okay, we nailed it. Let's go on to the news. Guys, I got some news for you. This is me scrolling through the news. So the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, he just said that they're going to be dropping their mask mandate. Right, but the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, said that everybody should still mask up if they plan to knock over a liquor store.
Well, they actually, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just tested positive for COVID-19 after she was seen partying maskless in Miami, which is probably not the worst thing she could have contracted partying in Miami.
She came to Florida. This is where you come to get infectious diseases. I still have sex with her.
Florida's local Florida story for you guys. Tiny, the Chihuahua, was finally found after like a month and a half of being gone. After never leaving the yard for 10 years, he was found on Clearwater Beach, 75 miles from home. His home was in Polk County. Bartow in Polk County.
Probably not used to being home with the owner so much.
Yeah, I think Disney made a movie about that, and it was really, really disheartening.
That's the truth.
I think the owner's had less teeth than the dog, probably. And he's like, I gotta get the heck out of this town. And you know, Clearwater Beach is much nicer.
Maybe that's the closest he could find a non-spayed dog.
No offense to Polk County, but I would have ran away a long time before 10 years.
So the French Rugby Federation has voted unanimously to allow transgendered women to play women's rugby in the hopes that any person, even just one, will play women's rugby. Following a number of UFO sightings, the Pentagon decided to address people's fears, saying the public should absolutely remain calm, and whatever you do, don't look up. In Israel, bleachers collapsed inside a synagogue, which officials referred to as a mass casualty event. Later that day, a mosque was burned to the ground in an arson attack, which officials referred to as hilarious. Just riffing off the cuff. This is all, yeah.
Oh, this
Thank
is
you
good
for
news.
Telling me to prepare stuff. It's a good thing that I had all these headlines saved in my phone.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't watch the news, so this is all new to me. This is where I'm getting my news.
Oh, you're
right.
Doing sports with me later,
real
remember?
Stuff
so calm
definitely
down.
Happened.
Yeah. Let's not get to sports yet. You and me know about the sports that we studied up on. I wrote down everybody that's in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. You got Derek Chauvin just had a panic attack in prison. Yeah. he was like laying on the floor gasping, please help me, I can't breathe.
Oh, man.
No. I'm just kidding. He was violently raped.
You got Bobby laughing in there, buddy.
So 23andMe gets FDA clearance for prostate cancer risk test. So it makes you wonder what type of swab we're going to be doing now. What else are they going to find that's in your lineage?
They'll probably find out I'm... Well, how does it work? They swab the inside and put in a thing and analyze it? They might find out I'm a black guy or something.
Good stuff. Funny stuff. Find right, black guy's DNA, right, get it? Comedy material. We're all professional. We get paid to do this.
So there was a convicted mafia boss murderer, Gio Germino. He was one of Italy's most wanted gangsters. He was on the run for 20 years. He was actually caught just recently because of Google Street View.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. After 20 years. Yeah, he owned a fruit and vegetable shop in Spain, and they happened to see him. But when they asked him what he thought about how he got caught, he said, snitches get glitches.
Yeah, that's funny, because Google Maps actually got in trouble recently because they kept recommending hiking trails in Scotland that were way too dangerous for like just regular campers to go down the... So people were getting injured because they'd be trying to scale a vertical mountain or something because the phone was telling them to. And that happened to me. I went camping at a state park a couple months ago, and Google actually tried to give me the scenic route to the top of AIDS Mountain. AIDS Mountain. Yeah, it's a dirt road to get to the top of AIDS Mountain.
All right, well,
long fall down.
Bob Saget AIDS passed away, you guys. Mountain. 65 years old.
It's a rare geological phenomenon wherein an entire mountain is covered in AIDS. Yes, AIDS Mountain. A lot of people remember the trek up AIDS Mountain as being the best part, but the summit, when you actually get to AIDS Mountain, oh, a lot of guys just throw themselves off the top of AIDS Mountain. Carry on, gentlemen.
Bob Saget, rest in peace.
Yeah, you know, it sucked. He was supposed to do my show tonight at Bigfoot on the River, 7201 yes. North 41st Street in Tampa. Come on out to Bigfoot on the River with your host, Michael Jokums, in lieu of Bob Saget, who was absolutely going to be there before he died of an AIDS Mountain-related injury. in lieu of Bob Rest Saget, we're going to have comedian David Wayne come out. He was last week's feature.
Davey Wavy.
Yeah, he was.
Love him.
Yeah, come out and compete for stage time at Bigfoot on the River, 7201 North 31st Street, Tampa.
All right, definitely go out.
Come on out to McDinton's, where Michael Jokums will also be hosting a weekly Monday night comedy showcase, 8 p.m. every Monday. McDinton's St. Pete, downtown St. Pete. We've had a lot of success in recent days, as in yesterday. I don't know why I pluralized it. We only do it on Mondays. All right, carry on, guys.
My buddy DJ's there.
You're doing awesome.
Spindiana Jones. Betty White passed away. Rest in peace.
Oh, she was also going to be doing Bigfoot on the River, but she died.
She was
going
to be there headlining, I heard.
She's been doing a lot of...
I was more surprised that Betty White died than Bob Saget.
Any other thoughts? Or
who's the other guy that died? Scott Patrick, Sidney?
The football guy. Oh,
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, John Madden also died. Sidney Poitier was...
There we go.
Yeah. God damn! It's really disappointing. Weird. I'm not going to get to have sex with any of these legends because
John Madden died. You guys, rest in peace, John Madden.
Portier sounds like a porta potty bidet.
What if Brett Favre kills himself because John Madden died? Oh my God! In other news, Brett Favre has killed himself, but not because of John Madden. It's because he summited AIDS Mountain.
Oh, that's great. So, actually, Pinellas Beach communities are starting to ban e-bikes and e-scooters on the sand as well as many of the beach sidewalks. I guess there's been too many e-emergencies.
Okay, that was all right. Jeremy, it should be easy to top that one. You
Jeremy,
got
you guys jump in here for us now. What'd you hear in the news today?
I heard what y'all are telling me right now. As I said, I'm broke. I don't have cable. I don't.
Whoa! Here's a crazy one for you. Matthew McConaughey has regained support among Texans to run for governor. His polls are all right, all right, all right.
Nice.
Jeremy, continue.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Jeremy.
Yeah, go ahead then.
Shut up, Mac James. Jeremy, tell a joke. Tell a joke now. You're an aspiring comedian. You're going to nail this.
Elon Musk was just diagnosed with plaque psoriasis.
No, plaque psoriasis is one of our sponsors.
And so the owner of Tesla is now on prescribed you, Tesla.
So the president of Mexico, he actually apologized in a speech to the Chinese because there was a massacre in 1912. This is an anniversary or something. He said racial prejudice is a scourge and must be eliminated. And President Xi Jinping said that relations between the Chinese and the Mexicans would be essential in order to kill all white people. I kind of let that one get away from me. I'm sorry. Oh, it says that he sent a gift of camaraderie, actually, to the Mexican people. COVID-20.
There was actually a story of a World War II soldier. His letter to his mother from 1945 was just delivered to his surviving widow 76 years after sending it. They don't know how the mail got back into circulation, but, you know, now we have the forever stamp. I guess maybe back then they had the whenever stamp.
Hey, are we allowed to smoke in here?
Yeah. Can we smoke in here, Bobby?
No.
That sounded like an absolute affirmative.
Yeah. All right, here's the story I got here for you. Remember in CNN, the little baby that was handed off in Afghan at the when the people were evacuating Afghanistan and the Taliban was taking over the airport, and they show the picture of the little baby getting handed off to the army guy? Take my baby out of this country, please, just get him out of here, you know? Well, today, yesterday, the baby got returned to its family, safe and sound, finally, back in Afghanistan. Yeah, they were trying to get him out of the country by any means possible, just giving him to a random stranger army guy. Now he's back there. He said he hates it there in Afghanistan. He wants to run away from home. Yeah, but he's not allowed to cross the street yet.
It's one of those boomerang babies.
Mac James, you look like two lesbians scissored so hard they fused into one person. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the wrong page.
You came here to roast me with lesbian jokes?
No.
Who's got the next story? Ready? Go fire.
All right, well, actually, Saturday, NASA sent up a new Webb Space Telescope, and then on Monday, they reported that space debris will definitely slam into the telescope. This is an $80 billion telescope. 2 days later, they report that. I mean, it sounds like a call for Trump's Space Force. I don't know if anyone's lit up the wafting wig spotlight yet.
I'm really disappointed that the one cool thing Trump did, he nailed it. Space Marines, awesome. And then he's like, we're going to call it Space Force. I'm like, come on, dude, you were so close. Like, Halo already gave you, they were happy to steal from Star Trek, the logo from Star Trek. So the logo for Space Force, the insignia, is just ripped off of, the Enterprise from Star Trek Next Gen or something. The, just steal orbital drop shock troopers from Halo 3. Do it. It's like, that'd be so cool. I would have been voted for, okay, 5 more years. Trump. If he all right.
So, gas prices.
What do we got? 15 minutes left?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We got many stories and the sports. So, what do you got? Fire away with that story we do.
The gas prices are high
now. Exhausted.
They're about $3 on average for gas prices now, but 90-day fiance star Stephanie Motto is selling her gas in mason jars for $1,000 a piece.
Do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life.
That's some women privilege right there. Nobody's out there buying guy farts, you know what I mean?
Women's privilege.
She quit doing it because she said she was being harassed over it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, true story. What do you think's going to happen?
Yep, she was clearly... Jeremy White says she was asking for it. My name is Jeremy White, and I think that women online need to be harassed. Nay, must be harassed.
That's right. That's what I do on all my social medias.
Penn State is replacing gendered language in their course descriptions, like he, him, and freshman. And they say that all genders should think of Penn State as a place where people are equally likely to be raped as children.
I like that. So a man with terminal heart disease actually just got a pig heart transplant. And ever since the surgery, the doctors say he's had a longing to play in the mud.
Hey, speaking of pigs, in El Salvador, 14 bodies were excavated from the home of a former police officer. He was arrested for a double homicide, suggesting he's killed almost as many people as the average American police officer. How about that?
Punisher, owned by Marvel, owned by Disney now. They changed his symbol on his shirt. What's it associated with, like, people that own guns and things like that? Yeah. He also doesn't use guns anymore. He only uses swords. But the symbol, they say, it looks awfully
like... Oh, man, I
want to
see one of those incel mass shooters come out with, like, an extended katana.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think I bullied one of those kids into doing something. I had already graduated, but...
The symbol looks like...
Boy, he was asking for it.
Michael, it looks like a woman's private parts. If you look at the new symbol on his chest,
I want to know what your answers to a Rorschach test are.
Mine?
How come this psychologist keeps showing me pictures of my parents having sex?
Great.
Okay, so Australia's oldest living citizen, his name was Dexter Kruger, and he was 111 years old, and he went on the record with recommendations. He says everybody should eat chicken brains, and because those are what he used to poison everybody who tried to outlive him. Man, I'm on a roll.
So, according to Wallet Hub, there's a report that Florida ranks 11th worst state to raise a family in 2022, but it also ranked Massachusetts as the best place, which I feel really ironic because there was a movie made about Massachusetts when I was younger. It was called High on Crack Street. So I don't understand how the city that's ladled with heroin addiction and drugs is supposed to be the best place to raise a family. But you know, you have Florida here, and they call all the vacation spots resorts, which is a resort is always the second option. Maybe if we started naming our places the first option, all the rest would just be resorts.
Well, how do you like them apples? Best line in cinema history. Massachusetts, right? That's where Boston is.
How you
right?
like them
yeah.
apples?
God, that movie sucked.
Well, you ready for the sports, huh? We got the playoffs coming up this weekend. Jeremy, who's your picks? Ready? Raiders, Bengals.
Bengals.
Bengals. I got Bengals. Pats and the Bills.
Pats.
Same here. Shane's team. Shane Self likes them. All right, Eagles and Buccaneers.
Bucks. Interrupted by a terrorist
Go
attack.
Bucks.
I'm calling it. I'm taking the long odds, but...
Who you got there?
Well, if Al-Qaeda covers the spread, then I'm going to be a rich man come next Sunday.
You got Bucks?
I got the Bucks.
Yeah, and then we got Niners-Dallas.
Cowboys.
Man,
no upsets here, huh? Steelers-Chiefs game.
Jeez.
First time ever there's going to be a Monday Night Football game, playoff game. Cards right? and the Rams.
And who in the Rams?
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Oh, I got the Rams. All right, we got most of them the same. We'll see what happens. Bolts lost the other night to Boston. No terrorist attacks there. But they're still tied for first place with the Panthers right now in our division there.
I was betting on the Bolts. I didn't want anybody to get exploded. Man, for our one listener, Chris Kuhn, my buddy who I told to tune in, this is going to be an awesome radio prog. Hey, Chris.
We love you, Chris.
Hey, your last name's a slur because it's capitalized. You're allowed to say it on the radio. His name's Chris Kuhn. We didn't try it with the N-word, but we're pretty sure that it also applies.
Yeah, it's the definition that you're using at the same time as his name, so it makes sense to use it. Now, you got to say it anyway. Yeah. He's a great guy. Love him.
Yeah, he's pretty fat.
He likes terrorist attacks as well.
So gun sales are at an all-time high as of this winter. And people were saying it was due to political uncertainty, but when they interviewed a bunch of consumers, they said they were just getting ready for schools to reopen.
Brilliant. Yeah, so actually tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. in Eastlake, at the Eastlake Fire Rescue, they're hosting a blood drive. All the donors will get a long sleeve t-shirt, a $10 gift card, and a wellness checkup, which is cool that they give you the long sleeve t-shirt because many people in that area are trying to hide the needle marks. But definitely check that out. Blood drives is a good thing to go through.
You guys all going to be there Thursday night? Russo's? Jeremy?
Yeah, I'll
you gonna be make
there.
It? You gonna make it Thursday for the open mic?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, if you're listening to this radio broadcast, I sure hope that you drive on down to Sarasota, Florida, McCurdy's Theater. Gosh, I forgot the name of the guy I'm doing a guest spot for, but McCurdy's in Sarasota. Come on down 8 p.m. on Thursday. Russo's has had their day in the sun.
No, we just got started.
Yeah, Russo's is a great mic. You should definitely come out and check it out. Great food.
McCurdy's got a mic now, or is it just a show?
Yeah, I've heard. I got an inside source. My buddy who got me the guest spot told me they're going to be bringing back the mic on I think Thursday is near the end of the month. But also, nobody in Sarasota is going to hear this. I found out that we do not. Yeah, our coverage extends like 40 feet. So if you're driving past the building we're recording this in right now, come on down to McCurdy, Sarasota. It's an hour and a half drive for my 5-minute set, and then leave and tell them that you want me back for longer.
Definitely. Michael's definitely a funny comedian. You should definitely check him out.
Mac James, you look like a liquor store wish to be a real person, but the best they could do is a 45-year-old rapist. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the wrong page again.
That roast was Thursday.
Oh, you know what else I'm doing? I'm going to L.A. Yeah, I'm doing a roast battle at the Comedy Store. So if you're driving past our building, drive to Los Angeles on February 2nd. You'll have to leave about 2 days prior. If you only stop for gas, you'll get there just in time to see me and Hugh Carey roast each other at the Comedy Store at 9 p.m. in Los Angeles.
Come on. Awesome.
I get the impression that everybody else has run out of jokes. No, I certainly did. We've got like 8 minutes to kill.
We're having fun.
There's two recalls.
We got stories. We got jokes. All kinds of them.
Well, there was two recalls that took place this week for hamburger and for lettuce, the bag salads from Dole, which both are found at Walmart. So if you find yourself buying either of those, you can go to Publix, where Publix gives you free antibiotics. Just throwing that out there.
Jeremy White, where are you going to be next?
As he's drinking the Dole.
Yeah, the Dole fruit punch.
Next thing I got is Snapper Survivor, January 18th. Dennis is on it. Was talking about it earlier. He's going to lose, though.
I think Trevor was on it, too, right?
No, I don't think Trevor's on it. Not that I remember.
He's going to be on it.
Where's that again for anyone?
Snappers in Palm Harbor.
Okay.
It's put on by Ginger Kelly, and then I got something else. February 15th, I'm at Jackie Knight's in that competition as well. No shows this year yet, just competitions, but getting out there, hitting the open mics, working on new stuff.
Thursday mics a contest too at Russo's if you're not going to hear this and go to Sarasota. $50 for the winner.
Again, do not go to Russo's. Go to Sarasota, McCurdy's Comedy Club. Tell him exactly. Mention my name several times and tell him that I was the funniest, even though you didn't stay for the rest of the show. Do it. Do it now. If I keep saying it, people will do it. It's like hypnosis. Tony Robbins taught me that way. I keep getting spam emails from Tony Robbins, and I said, until you teach me how to trick women into having sex with me on a regular basis, I'm not going to pay for your product. Scott Patrick, say something funny. Go.
Say something funny. I appreciate you throwing that at me. But there's actually a teacher in Arizona, and she was just caught. She put her child in the trunk because he tested for COVID. So they brought him to a testing center.
Yeah. Every time I get pulled over and there's somebody in the trunk, I'm saying the same thing.
Which is not a typical reason for people in Arizona to be hiding in trunks. That's for sure.
Oh, you went with the immigration. I'm a hack. I was like, yeah, hunting women for sport. Scott Patrick is like illegal immigration in Arizona. Ah, man. Ah, okay, I'm going to have to get sharp for L.A.
Oh, you definitely came, you brought it, you killed it. I'm glad you had all the information you had with you.
Yeah, especially because you did not tell me we were doing news jokes, and I just happened to have a series of monologue lines from a project that never got off the ground.
It was
like
amazing
6
work.
Months ago. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at this. Nebraska. Workers in Nebraska at a Burger King walked off their shift on Friday. And the strike organizer says nobody is going to be happy until they walk out of Nebraska, too. Hey, Bobby, do you have your finger on the censorship button? Because this next one is about Tourette syndrome.
Can you do it, or you want me to do it?
I don't know how to do it. What, do I hit the space bar?
I'll hit the button.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
You'll know when.
I'm going to tell it slow so that you can get the... Okay? All right.
I feel like there's just an easier way to do this, but okay.
I don't know how the radio works.
Okay. We're doing it. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I did tell the FCC that I have a bomb, so they were going to show up anyway. All right.
Makes sense.
All right. So a man with Tourette's syndrome was recently arrested on suspicion of murdering his wife following what neighbors described as a violent domestic dispute. We good? Bobby, are we good?
We are safe.
All right. Awesome.
Good job.
We good? Bobby, are we good?
We are safe.
All right. Awesome.
Good job.
Did you just cut the whole thing out? Was there like, was there like
7 seconds.
15 seconds of, elevator music?
Something work. Well, I guess, what do we got left here? Winding it up. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We'll see you next week. Hear you next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City.